Greetings, Danger Heads. How you doing? No, I have not gone through puberty. I am sick. Sad news. I'm sick. Can you tell? It's been well over a year. I have not gotten anything. But alas, I'm infected. It's all over. It's a Wednesday night. Is it Wednesday night? No, it's Tuesday night. January 22nd. Now, I figure, you know, I'm still able to talk, so maybe I should just record it tonight. I was going to do it tomorrow, but I don't want to chance it. I don't want to fail you guys. I want to be out there for Thursday. Danger Thursday. But James, what happened to Danger Tuesdays? I'll tell you what happened. I kind of got tired of recording, usually like on a Saturday, I think, with Lito, if he's around, and having to put the show out on Tuesday. So, of course, Sunday, I don't do shit. Sunday is the day I do nothing. I mean, ever since football came around, I've been sitting on my fat ass doing nothing. And then Monday would come around. It's like, fuck, dude, I got to, you know, edit the show. You know, most of the time, there's not too much editing involved, but I still got to listen through to make sure if there's any, like, long pauses, take those out, because who wants to listen to dead air, you know? Throw in the jingles for the different segments. Sometimes I do them as we're recording, but sometimes I get lazy. And if I got to do, like, you know, Photoshop deals and stuff like that, then I got to do it all. It's just too much, man. It's too much. I got my kids asking to spend time with me. It's like, no, fuck off. Get the podcast to do. I'm sick of that shit. So Thursday gives me a couple extra days. And if you don't like it, well, it's just too bad, isn't it? All right. My whole family is infected from this filthy, cunty fucking kid in my daughter's school. Whoever it was. Whoever, what is it, patient zero is? Little fuck. You know it's one of these dickhead kids touching all kinds of shit, not washing their hands, and then touching other stuff, and then my kid comes along, touches the same thing, puts her fucking finger in her nose or something, and then there you go. It's over. But, you know, I got to tell you, I got a little bit cocky. I haven't been getting sick, or I haven't gotten sick for over a year. And every time these kids would get sick, it's been a few times since you started school. You know that goes. If you're a parent, once the kids go to school, they pick up all the germs. But I haven't gotten anything. My wife has gotten it, and I've been scot free. And yeah, I got cocky. Like, I can't get sick. I'm a Superman. I'm immune. But look at me. What a dickhead I am. Yeah, come here, baby. I'll hug you. Yeah, get close to me. I'll hold you. Stupid. All right. Yeah, my wife has it the worst, dude. She's in the other room right now, slowly dying. I know what you're thinking. You're not getting lucky tonight, are you, Danger? Is that what you were thinking? Or am I just a selfish cunt? Yeah. Not lucky for me. No luck tonight, boys and girls. You got to go in and visit to the sink. Anyways, my voice is actually kind of sexy, don't you think? You know, deeper. I can DJ Danger on the ones and twos. Better drop some fat beats and get you shaking your moneymaker. I can get into this. I like it. But I also have that thing going on. Like, you know DiCaprio? You know when he talks like lower and his voice gets all gravelly?
Hey, you know, I can probably be you, Frank. Yeah, yeah. I can be you, but I don't want to be you, Frank. I don't want to be you.
That's what I got going on. So I got like a black DJ / low talking gravelly DiCaprio thing going on.
I can be you, Frank, but I don't want to be you.
All right, like I said, January 22nd and episode number 80. Who saw that coming? I sure as hell didn't. Fucking hey, dude, I'm sounding worse, right? God damn it. Drinking some, hold on. Drinking some Makers on the Rocks. Does whiskey help your throat if you got a messed up voice? I guess time will tell, huh? Well, I had my pre-show shot. You know what I had? I don't want to have anything too crazy. I was thinking of my throat, so I went with the very last shot of Jaeger in my freezer that Nature Boy brought like months ago. The very last shot, and I gotta tell you, Jaeger is fucking horrible. It's not good. I made all kinds of faces once I downed it. It's like, ugh. Ewy. Anyways. January 22nd, episode 80, like I said. And am I a dickhead because I still got my Christmas tree up? Yeah, I'm that guy. Still up. January 22nd, nearly a month after Christmas. And my Christmas tree is still alive and well. Well, it's a fake one. So, you know why I have it there? Because our light in the living room broke. And so it gives good lighting. That's all I'm saying. Still going to judge me, assholes? But yeah, even Monkey Boy Peter, he came over and he's like, you still got your Christmas tree up? Anyways, so I know, I guess my point is I can't be too hard on my dad because of his year-round lights. Like I said, he paid more for his lights because they stay up year-round. All right, let's get into this. Danger updates. There's quite a few updates this time, this show, folks. Let me begin with saying, like I said, I'm drinking some Maker's Mark on the rocks. And I just found out, I think like a show or two ago, I was talking about cutting back on beer. And, you know, trying to lose a little bit of weight. Beer weight is what I'm talking about. It's all about the beer. I'm serious. That shit will fuck you. And not in a good way. So, I was like, yeah. In my head, it made perfect sense that drinking whiskey is a better plan. Hold on. God damn it. This fucking snot's running down like the back of my throat. Ugh. You've been like this before? I know you have. You've been like this. Voice is deeper and you got this that runoff in the back of your throat. Post-nasal drip? Is that what it's called? I don't know. I never knew what that was. Anyways. I found out that Maker's Mark, I've got this app on my phone. It's I forget what it's called. Fucking A. Hold on. God damn it. I'm not prepared. My Fitness Pal. Heard of this one? My Fitness Pal. You download this fucking thing and it tracks your calories and your exercising. I don't really know if it's too I don't know if it's very accurate. Anyways, so you put in everything you're eating and you know, you keep track of your calories and it gives you put in your weight, how much you want to weigh, and it gives you an allotted amount of calories per day that you can eat. And so it turns out that mine is 2,000 calories a day. Now I've been doing fucking good. All right? I've been usually about 400 calories below my goal every day. Well, like 300 or 400. I'm trying, people. I've been cutting down on the drinking big time. I used to drink, five, 7 days a week. Let's see, one, two. Yeah, about 7 days a week I would drink. That depends. I used to, for a while, I was drinking every fucking day for months. But, yeah, that's not good. But I'm down to just 2 days a week, just the weekends, except now, except when I do a show. I can't break tradition, right? So, and I'll tell you this, I haven't bought any beer or any liquor since last year, 2012. I've been drinking, but I haven't bought anything. We had a New Year's party, so I had beer left over from whatever people brought and liquor, so I didn't buy that, but it's been left over. So on the weekends, that's what I'll enjoy. You know, one of the shows, Leader brought some like extra beer from one of his parties that he doesn't care for because it's fancy. So that's extra beer there. And Monkeys come over one time to watch football, and he brought some beer, and there was some shit left over. So, you know, it's just been working out in my favor. I haven't spent any money on this shit. But it turns out I was right. It is better to drink whiskey than beer because a shot of Maker's Mark, one shot, is about, you know, I got different websites, but it says between 69 and 73 calories per shot, 1 ounce. And one Bud Light, let's just go with a light beer, is like 110 calories. But let's go with the shit that I love to drink. Like a porter is like 190 calories. So going with the maker's mark is not so bad anymore, right? So like in one glass, you have like, what, 3 ounces maybe? 4 ounces? Let's say you have 2 drinks. You know, it's about 8 beers, but it depends. If you're drinking the heavy shit, it's way better for you. I don't know. What the fuck you want from me? But I got to tell you, the other day, I fucking ruined my whole diet. I've been good, like I said. It's been like, you know, maybe 2 weeks that I've been on this shit. And I've been doing really well. Until this last Sunday, the championship football games. Monkey Boy came over. And we watched the games, and I said, fuck it. I've been doing good. I'm gonna fuck my diet today. I don't care. Let's do it. Ooh, boy, did I fuck myself. I was in the mood for some pizza. Like I said, I'd be eating healthy. So I wanted to go with some shitty food. So I tried this Domino's barbecue chicken pizza. I liked it. Pretty damn good. Monkey Boy got his own. And I had fucking 6 slices of this goddamn pizza. Can you believe that? What a fat fuck. Ugh. And like I said, I had like 2 beers. And I had whiskey. But guess what? Guess how much whiskey I had. I just kept making drinks and inputting it into my fucking little app. At the end of the night, I looked it up and I had 15 shots of whiskey. Oh, man. That's 2 football games worth of drinking. And a pizza. So my usual 2,000 calorie diet, I went to 5,800 calories over that. You believe that? In one fucking day. What a fat fuck. I felt so lousy, dude. The next day, I didn't eat shit. Ugh. It's hard. Don't judge me. Speaking of football, I'm not a sports guy, but all my picks came through. Look at that. Hold on. Oh, fuck me. Yeah, most of my picks came through. That's all I'm going to say. All these assholes, the Patriots are going to take it. Shout out to Fabian. The Patriots are going to win. Eh, fuck you. It's over. So long, Patriots. Anyways, next up in my updates, Nature Boy, his old neighborhood. There's a new, he used to live relatively close to me. And so if I go to the store, I pass by his neighborhood. And there's this new house on the corner of his, like, you know, one of the streets on his block. And it's fucking enormous. It's one of my fucking moments in the past. People that build huge houses on like small, a neighborhood with small houses. This is like easily like an 8-bedroom house. In a normally like 3-bedroom house fucking neighborhood. Like a 1-story area. This is a giant fucking house. It towers over everything else. And you know, it's got no yard now because of all that. Because of that. God damn it. I can't fucking talk. I'm losing it. Whiskey's not good with the throat that's impaired. Won't stop me from drinking it, though. So, this new big house. My wife has a theory, and I like this theory. I think it might be true. So we drive by that big house one day, and she's like, see that house? I'm like, yeah. The ridiculously fucking big one? Yeah, that's right. She said, I think it's one of those houses... I think it's going to be for like Asian women having babies here. And I was like, holy shit. That's fucking awesome. You're onto something. It's a new fucking Asian baby compound. That makes total sense. Why build a massive house in a small house area unless you're going to harbor Asian babies? Sign me up. I'm in. That's what it is. Asian baby compound. I got to do some recon. I got to get to the bottom of this shit. And I got to notify the local authorities. They've gone too far. Asian baby compound. They're breeding like fucking crazy. They found a loophole in the system. They got it. They know what's up. My job to stop it. That's all I'm saying. Next up I got here is, do you remember the guy Al? Hold on. God damn it. Oh, remember the guy Al, the Freemason? He came on the show a while back. I just found something out about the Freemason. Well, one in particular. The Artesia Freemason chapter. I actually work in Artesia. I work in a bunch of cities, and Artesia is one of them. And I actually had to do work on said headquarters of Freemasonry. And I went there. I got to tell you something. Al said the Freemasons are a big private group, right? And the way you join a Freemason is you have to ask a Freemason to join. It seemed like a pretty secret thing, right? These fucking people have a huge banner hung up in the front of the building that says, and I quote, "To be one, ask one. California Freemasons." Now, hold on. He mentioned that they were getting kind of, you know, what's the word? Desperate for new recruits, sorry. And I thought this was like a new low. You put a banner up in the front of your building, your establishment, saying pretty much, "Hey, dickheads, this is the key to how you join this establishment, this secret society. This is the answer. So now all you got to do is act on it." Fucking dickheads. It kind of kills it for me. It ruins the whole mystique of it. All the mystery's gone. So, you know what? No thank you anymore. I don't want any part of this no more. You showed me how desperate you are. You're like a chick that I was into, like, "Hey, this chick's pretty hot, dude." And then she lets you know that she's a little too desperate, and it's like, yeah, you kind of blew it for me. I'm over it. It's all about the thrill of the hunt, right? If you just spread your fucking legs open, it's like, yeah, I guess, but I don't know. One more thing about them. I happened to go on the property, and Al, oh, fuck. And Al said that all the Freemason chapters are dry. They don't drink, which kind of turned me off to it and made me and Lita want to be the Moose Lodge people. Because they drink like fucking, well, do moose drink? I don't know. They drink like moose. Whatever. I go into this property, and lo and behold, in the back of the fucking building, I see crates full of empty wine and beer bottles. I'm not talking about a couple. I'm talking about fucking crates. And I was like, wait a second. Was Al lying? Is he misinformed? Or are these people breaking the fucking rules? If so, Artesia, I'm going to join your fucking chapter. You know, you turn me off with the banner, but you turn me back on with your drink. So I might be in. Lito, you know, this might be up our alley. The secret society that breaks rules and drinks. I like it. I'm in. Sign me up. Goddamn, I'm hurting. Hope you motherfuckers appreciate what I'm doing for you. Ugh. Oh, I gotta tell you, whiskey's not helping. It's actually hurting me. But I will keep calm and drink on. All right. Oh, this is a good one. You remember I told you about I told you about Catherine Webb, the girlfriend of the hotshot Alabama quarterback, the chick that one commentator was all goo goo over. "And look at this woman. She is beautiful. Look at her. She is gorgeous. Oh, what a beautiful woman." That guy, right? So this chick. And I told you she's kind of hot, but at the same time, like a man-looking dude. Or a man-looking chick. Ahem! A man-looking chick. So it turns out I was fucking right. I told you. All you got to do to be a celebrity is nothing. She was seen on TV. That's it. That's all that happened. She was shown on camera. And this guy was like, "Oh, what a beautiful woman that is. Oh, you quarterbacks are lucky. You get all the girls." So that's all that it took for her to be shown on TV and this guy to make a stink about her. And then, you know, she gets on some fucking camera. "Oh, it's all about the team. No, that's, I don't want any fame. Let's not shy away from the real heroes, the winners. Are the Alabama football team." Yeah. So it turns out this bitch is going to be on a new celebrity, or sorry, a new reality show called Celebrity Diving. Somebody fucking shoot me right now. This fucking woman gets showed on TV. Now she's on a celebrity television show. Now I'm confused. Celebrity Diving. Is she going to be like one of the celebrity contestants on this show, or is she going to be like a commentator? I don't fucking know. And I'm confused because, oh, I'm not done. She's also going to be, I think Inside Edition hired her as a Super Bowl commentary person chick. Can you fucking believe this? She gets shown on TV. This guy makes some comments about her being hot. And next thing you know, she's going to be on a reality TV show. And I don't know why the fuck she's going to be commentating on the Super Bowl. What is she going to say?
Oh my God, it's like, it's so nice to be here. It's so wonderful. I love New Orleans. And the real heroes are the players. That's all I'm going to say.
It's fucking retarded, dude. You know what? But I'm going to... I'm going to laugh when they show her on the TV. I look forward to it, even though it's going to be fucking retarded. She's going to have shit to say, unless they give her, like, you know, something to read. But, there you go. Anybody can be a fucking celebrity. Especially if you're good looking, or, like, manly looking chick, you know? And, last one I got here. All right. This is worth something, all right? This is a lot of shit to go through to get to the one that matters. In honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, is, you know, our only black guest we've had on Danger Hour, named Mr. Corey Coty Tatum. He was the first and last black guy on the Danger Hour. I love that dude. I love that dude. He's a good guy. I miss him. I haven't talked to him for over a year. Once I left my last shit job and got to my good one I have now. But I haven't talked to him. So, you know, well, we've talked on the phone one time and on Facebook like once or twice. But, yeah, maybe I'm kind of a dickhead anyways because I messaged him on Facebook. I should have fucking called him, right? Yeah, I'm a dickhead. So I messaged him like, hey, dude, what's up? How you doing? When is that album coming out that you did some singles on? And it turns out it's out already. Look at that. Hold on. Look at that. No better. Look at that. Ugh. What a fucking mess I am. Anyways, the album is out. It's Angie Stone and Mr. Corey Coty Tatum did two tracks on this album. He did all the music, okay? She did the singing. So, you know what? Because I'm proud of this guy and because I love this motherfucker and because he's a part of Danger Elite status, I'm going to play a track. I'm going to play a track that he did the music on for you right now. And check it out. And, you know what? This is a perfect time to use my black DJ Danger voice right now. So here we go. Hey, welcome back to DDH 505 FM Radio. All Danger, all the time. This is DJ Danger on the ones and twos, scratching that itch, giving you what you need, baby dolls. And up next, we got the breakout single from past guest Corey Coty Tatum, titled I Can't Take It. From Miss Angie Stone on the album Rich Girl. And hey, take it away, Mr. Coty.
Every time I see you with somebody new, my pressure rises and my blood it seems to run right through. Like a raging tsunami swallowing up the beaches of sand and it pierces my heart. I need you to understand, baby, that I can't take it when I see you.
Right. That was Mr. Coty Tatum on I Can't Take It, featuring vocals from Angie Stone. That's available on iTunes and other places. The album's called Rich Girl. That's again, I Can't Take It, Mr. Co. T. Tatum. Corey, that is. The only black guy on the show. That's it. And the other, you know, I guess, who cares? And he also did You Lit My Fire. Yeah. All right. Like that, dude. Hey, shout out to Corey. All right, let's get into some real, topics here. Let's shy away from the data updates. All right. Let's get to some, let's get to some frisky type pervy stuff. Huh? How about that? All right. The first one, did my voice get better all of a sudden? I think it did. Look at that. The first one is, oh my God. I really hate this. Okay. This is something that I fucking hate, Dangerlings. I'm telling you right now. It's called hickeys. Okay. I'm not a fan. I don't condone them. I don't promote them. And blah, blah, blah. So whenever I see people with hickeys, I think, you fucking loser. Usually the people with hickeys you see are like Mexican fucking, wannabe gangsters or even gangsters. They got the hickeys on their necks like badges of fucking, not shame. What's the other word? Of accomplishment, I don't know. Triumph, victory, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You see gangsters with the hickeys on their necks all the time. You see like slutty whores, their necks covered in hickeys, you know? So it's not a very good look. No one looks good with a hickey on themselves, I think. And anyways, cut to my life. Because it's all about me. Me and my wife, a week ago, we got pretty hot and heavy, folks. I mean, we got pretty hot and heavy under the sheets. And we had the night light on so we could see what we're doing, but not enough light so we could see each other's bodies because it's not nice. So we got a little heavy, hot and heavy, if you know what I'm saying, with the sex. And, after nearly 10 years of being together, that's a nice thing, right? Get hot and heavy. Find your way again. So we got in this zone, you know? And she thought it was a great idea to start sucking on my neck. Now, at the time, I was like, this is fucking hot. I'm going to go with it. But the aftermath is, that's a problem here. Okay? Because I was left with a fucking hickey. Now, I got subconscious about it right away. I'm like, fuck, dude. You gave me a fucking hickey. And she's like, laughing. She's laughing, dude. She thinks it's fucking hilarious. She knows how I feel about hickeys. She's like, I'm sorry, but, I was just wrapped up in this sexy moment because you're so studly and all that stuff. That's what she said, by the way. So I go to work the next day. Now it's cold as fuck, and I wear a hoodie underneath my work clothes because it's cold as fuck, like I said. Now, it's covering my neck pretty good. And I was like, all right, beautiful. Great plan. You're a genius. So I go to work, and dude, I happen to be, it's fucking Monday, and I'm bad on Mondays. I don't know why. Mondays are usually bad for me. I'm usually kind of like running a little bit late. So this day wasn't different. I was running a little bit late. And I'm not fucking with you. I got into the fucking building 20 seconds after I should be there. I know what you're thinking. But you're not really late because you're still there. I mean, I started at 6:30. You're still there at 6:30:20. But the people I work with figure if you're not sitting down, waiting to go over business and shit in the morning, then you're fucking late. So I walk in, and he's not my boss, but he's my superior. That makes any sense to you? He's between me and my super, and he looks at me, and I'm like, I go up to him, clocking all that shit, and he looks at me, he gives me this fucking look like, you dumbass, what are you doing here late? And I don't know what to say, to be honest. Like, what can you say? I'm late, sorry. So all I say is, I try to be cool about it, I guess. Trying to be like, you know, mysterious. Call me a douchebag and I won't fucking blame you. But I was like, hey, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. And his response is, you don't have to say anything. Your neck says it all. And I was like, motherfucker. I had my hoodie up covering my neck, right? But I didn't realize when I walked in the building to give myself an extra fluff, my hoodie fluff before I walked in, and it was totally visible, and I felt like a dipshit. I felt like when I was in high school and I saw those stupid bullshit gangsters in class with hickeys all over their fucking necks and like, you retard. That's how I felt. How embarrassing. I'm really 30 years old, dude. My fucking wife. I think I buzz now. It takes less to give me buzz now because I don't drink as much as I used to. Besides my 15 shots the other day. Hope you guys are enjoying my fucking agony. Oh. All right. Let's keep going with this pervy shit. You know what? And it's not going in a good direction. Because I got to blend the pervy category with my kids. Yeah? Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. But I got to go there because it's necessary. It's necessary. I have to tell you about this. Like I told you before, being a parent at sometimes is really awesome, but at other times it's fucking horrible. And you know what? Let me interrupt myself with a little side note. I'm being totally honest with you here, and that's what I usually am with you. Sometimes I keep things from you because I shouldn't be sharing it. Sometimes I alter stories to protect certain individuals. But right now I'm going to be totally fucking honest with you guys, which I usually am. Just to put it out there. I'm not the parent guy. But you've got two kids, James. Your oldest one's gonna be 6 years old pretty soon, you motherfucker. Yeah, I understand. But I believe there are certain people that have it, it's in their fucking, maybe not DNA, but it's in their personality to be that nurturing parenting type. But we all have the parenting type, James, because we're all human. We all have the natural instincts to take care of our offspring. Yeah. Go fuck yourself, goddammit. But I'm telling you, some people take on the parenting role, you know, far more than others. What I'm telling you is, what I'm here to tell you today is, it took me a while to take on the father persona, you know what I mean? I was always around. I always did the right thing, you know? Blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is, recently, I've noticed that I've become really fucking attached to my kids, which I'm ashamed to say that I should have been from the beginning. But like I said, that wasn't me. Some guys are great fucking fathers, you know? And I've even been called a great father by friends and family from the outside. Hey, you know what? That's fine. Maybe you see something that I don't, but what I'm telling you is, in my head, I wasn't the best father type dude. But recently, I've become, like, it's like a fucking, like a switch was flipped. Now I'm, like, super attached to my fucking kids, and I don't want them to be away from me. And I don't want them to go with the grandparents, and actually don't want to go out because I don't want to leave them. Isn't that fucking weird? I care all of a sudden. I care. Nah, what am I even... Anyways, that had nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about. Besides that, there's certain weird shit with being a father that you encounter that you're not really prepared for. And recently, each of them have their own fucking stories of why it's horrible to be a father at this point now. Even though I've accepted them. Even though I've accepted the role and I've embraced it and now I'm all about it. Which is might be, it's a little too fucking late for that. But hey, give me a goddamn break, all right? We did this shit pretty young. I'm a free spirit. So I've embraced it now. And I own it. But recently there's been two developments with each of my kids that's been like, whoa, 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 whoa. What's going on here? I didn't sign up for this. Now check this out. First of all, is the girl. My wife tells me one day she's going to do this. She's in this fucking, what do you call it? It's like a group, dude, to sell Etsy shit, handmade crafts and blah, blah, blah. So she's got like a support group and they'll get together and they have fucking meetings and they do like a, I forget the word, but they all get on the internet and they all see each other. And, you know, they talk about their business strategies, and, you know, whatever. So that night she was going to do her thing with her group. And she's like, you know what? Jasmine's really dirty. Can you take her a bath? Now, I'm against taking my daughter a bath. It's just weird to me. I don't know. Call me a dickhead. As a baby, it's different. But now that she's getting older, it's like, yeah, I don't want to deal with that. So she's like, just give her a bath. So I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'll give her a shower. You know? You take a shower and hurry up and get out. So put her in the shower. You know, she's like 5, so she's getting used to it. No more bubbles and all that shit. She's growing up. So she's in the shower, getting all wet. So now I gotta go in there and wash her hair because she doesn't do a good job. So you better wash her hair for her because she never cleans it right. I was like, all right, fine. I'm like, all right, kid, I gotta wash your hair now. Come here. So I started, you know, lathering her head with the shampoo. Daddy, I'm so cold. Because the water's not on her because I'm washing her fucking hair. It's like, all right, here. Now, we got this shower head that, like, you know, detaches from the little, I don't know, what do you call it, dude? I don't know. You can take it off the fucking little, I don't know. I'm retarded. You can take the shower head off the thing and it has a hose and you can bring it down to yourself and all that stuff. So I'm here. You hold it. And, you know, wet yourself with the warm water while I wash your hair so you don't get cold. Okay. So I'm like lathering up her head with a shampoo. And she puts the shower head on herself, but it's pointed down like at her crotch area. And she looks at me when she does it. And I go, no, 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 don't do that. Don't point it there. And she goes, but I like it. It feels good. No, 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 no. And I'm horrified, but at the same time, I can't help but laugh. And I said, just stop doing that shit. And she's like, she's basically, she's getting off on this. Oh, fucking A. I can't even say it. Ugh. And it's like this is my down point of being a father, of a daughter. By the way, oh, it's horrible, dude. Why did my fucking wife put me in that position? I knew there was a reason I want to bathe her. That's the reason. I don't want to be there when she stumbles upon the idea that she can use the fucking shower head to stimulate herself. I don't want to be there. But I was. Ugh. Ugh. And that's all I have to say about that. All right, and cue in my boy. Ugh. He's a bad one too. Now, let me give you a little backstory, if you didn't know. I'm half white, half Mexican. Now, in my half white, you know what? Even, my mom's white. Blonde hair, blue eyes. You know, get the German blood. What else? I don't fucking know. Whatever. Mostly German, I think. And then my dad's side has got Mexican, fucking Native American, and Italian. Yeah. I'm a mutt. Anyways. So my kid, my little boy, he's got my half-white blood. Actually, more than half, but I'm going to say half-white. And my wife is full Mexican. I think a lot of Spanish because they don't look fucking Mexican, really. And, you know, he's a good-looking little boy, I got to tell you. Not because I'm his father, because it's true. An attractive young man. He's got the light skin, light you know, the dirty what do you call it? Sandy brown hair. I don't fucking know. Brown hair, and they're like the greenish eyes. He's got green fucking eyes. Look at that. Gonna be a fucking lady killer, that kid. Lady killer. Anyways, I realized lately that despite his impressively good looks and his Spanish yet slash white hints at him, he's a full-blooded fucking Mexican gardener. A full-blooded Mexican gardener. Yeah. What are you talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Mexican gardeners it's widely known they're perverts. My kid is a fucking pervert, okay? I'm going to tell you what he does. Now, he used to be on this whole deal calling people pee-pee head, okay? Hi, pee-pee head. I love you, pee-pee head. Thank you, pee-pee head. He still does that, okay? It's alive and well. But what I want to get on now is, this is what he does lately. This kid will, like, touch his crotch when he's looking at you and go, like the pervert gardeners will be like, you know, if a hot chick walks by when they're outside, it'd be like, or even like the construction workers, actually, it'd be like, hey, they'll do that shit. I've seen it. My wife has been a victim of that shit, too. She tells me, I walked by this area with construction workers. They go, hey, mamacita. They make that like that hand gesture. My fucking kid, dude. He's 3 years old, okay? I don't know where he got this from. Nobody in this household does it. I've never seen it on any TV programs he watches. This kid took it upon himself to touch his crotch and go. And dude, I'm horrified, but at the same time, it's so fucking funny. And so I can't help but laugh. And this kid is encouraged by that. Like, this guy thinks it's fucking funny. I'm going to keep going with it. Let's see how far I can get. He does more shit. He'll like put his crotch up on your leg and go. Oh my God. I hope whoever's listening out there, if you're a father and you got a son, please get to me somehow on the Facebooks or the Instagrams and let me know that it's normal or let me know that it's not normal. I'm curious. Facebook.com/TheDangerHour. Or Instagram, the Facebook, or not, the Danger Hour. Get to me. I'm curious. He even gets his like stuffed animals. His little puppy stuffed animal. And puts the puppy's face on his fucking little penis. He goes. Oh my God, it gets even worse. Now, I don't know if you remember, if you're listening or not, but my mother used to call my penis as a little child my pee-pee tail. My pee-pee tail. So I've used it for my kids. Hey, your pee-pee tail. You know? So this kid will come, like today, it even happened today. We're all sick, like I said, so we're sitting down the fucking couch doing what sick people do, watch TV. I'm watching some kid fucking Disney program and like, you know, I don't care. It's actually not that bad. And I'm sitting there with them and I have them each in one arm. And my boy goes, Daddy. He grabs my hand. Because, you know, they're sitting like, I'm on the couch. They're sitting like one on each arm. So my arms are around them. He grabs my fucking hand and tries to make me touch his little fucking wiener, his pee-pee tail. And he tells me, Daddy, touch my pee-pee tail. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And like I said, I can't help but laugh, but at the same time, I'm horrified. Like, what is this? What's happening? Oh, Christ. This is the worst part of being a dad. When they become aware of how dirty they can be. They become aware of the power of their sexuality and how they can make it comical or awkward. Oh, man. All right, let's move on to, fuck me. God damn, it's like a dry cough where it just hurts. Ugh. The Golden Globes, man, this was a horrible fucking thing to watch. I watched like half of it. I was home that night. My wife was doing some craft bullshit with her friend. Oh, she's been doing some crafty shit lately, you know, more than usual. And I'm stuck home doing nothing with the kids. And, you know, it's we do puzzles and all that shit, but it's inevitable that we start watching TV. So I'm watching the Golden Globes that night. I'm surprised it's even on. I had no idea it was coming on. So I'm like, ah. I just spoke to Lito about watching the Oscars. So, yeah, I'm into this shit. It turns out I'm not into it at all. It's fucking lousy. It's so bad. It's so fucking pretentious. And it's all about, you know, everyone is so full of themselves. And they all think that the funniest fucking people on the goddamn planet, they all go up there with their little speech. Thinking they're fucking hilarious. And I realize it's a room full of look at me's. Look at me. Look at me. They crave that shit. They're demanding you to look at them. And that's what turns me off. All of them. Look at me. Look at me. And they loved all the attention. And I fucking hate it. I can't stand looking at them. And you know what? The only one that I noticed that night that wasn't like that is the Daniel Day-Lewis. He's this dude that's like very fucking humble, goes up there. Oh, thank you very much for this award. And, you know, I appreciate being nominated with all these people. He's very like, very shy, very humble, soft-spoken. And I appreciate that about that guy. Because everyone's going up there. Oh, I didn't think I'd be up here. But now that I'm up here, let me fucking have diarrhea of the mouth. But I like that dude even more. He gets more cool points from me. Anyways, I'm going to go into on about this fucking goddamn Golden Globes. But what I want to tell you is like the funniest part of the whole show is when Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig went up there. It's not them. They're not the funniest part of the show. They're doing some like comedy routine. And it was a little bit funny, a little bit awkward, which is why it was funny. But the funniest part of the whole fucking show is while they're doing their bit, they cut to Tommy Lee Jones in the audience. And he looks fucking disgusted. He looks he's got this scowling look on his face like, I fucking hate you both. This is bullshit. I hate being here. This whole thing is bullshit, by the way. And it was I appreciated that the most out of anything I saw that night. Tommy Lee Jones fucking scowling and hating what he's watching. It was fucking awesome. Yeah, I don't know. Jodie Foster was a rambling fucking maniac. What a fucking nutjob she is. That's all I wanted to say. What a fucking weirdo. I thought she was one of these, like, you know, soft-spoken, humble people. But no. Once she gets on stage, she had diarrhea of the fucking mouth as well. She wouldn't shut the fuck up. I was hurting for her. I was like, God, just stop talking. Just please stop talking. You look horrible. And last thing is Stallone and Arnold went up there to a... Stallone and Arnold. Hold on. Went up there to present some bullshit. I don't know. I forget. But it's like... Hey, yo, you know... And Arnold looks fucking awkward as shit up there. Ugh. What was funny is Lone's like, hey, you know, I don't sound worse than you, do I? And I was like, yes, you do. You sound worse than I. No, I don't sound worse than you, do I? You sound worse than I. Yeah. All I want to say is Stallone is fucking ripped. The commercials I got going on now, like this movie he's doing, Bullet in the Head, which is a funny fucking name of a movie. Bullet in the Head. He's so fucking ripped. Like, dude's gotta be taking so much goddamn steroids. He's so fucking ripped. He's what, like 60 something? Whatever, he's up there. That's all I'm saying. And he's fucking. He's ripped. That dude's pumping the steroids into himself. Crazy asshole. And he's got that whole fucking weird goddamn plastic surgery look going on his face. Creepy. Anyway. Who gives a fuck? What am I even talking about this shit for? Who fucking cares? Golden Globes. Let's just close this thing out, huh? And now it's time for I Fancy That. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's I Fancy That.
Fancy.
All right, boys and girls. Fancy. Fancy times. Here's what I fancy. God damn it. Fuck. This whiskey I'm drinking, like I said, I haven't bought any beer or liquor this year. But I'm going to tell you, I just got this bottle of whiskey 4 or 5 days ago. I'll tell you why. At the job I'm at now, company, I fucking love it. Great company. They offer you incentives if you do a good job. I'm talking if you work safely, if you perform a certain amount of work in the time that you're allowed, and if you don't have any problems with your work, you get incentives. What I'm talking about is you get gift cards. Oh, fuck yeah. $20 gift cards. And there's like hundreds of fucking different stores or restaurants you can get them for. And this recently I got one. They recognized me for my great work. And they gave me a gift card. So you got to go on the internet, pick what you want it for. It should be cash. That'd be the coolest part. But hey, what do you want to tell you? Fucking awesome either way. So when I got this gift card, I'm like, oh shit. Fucking awesome. I'm going to use this to buy booze. My wife got me a Maker's Mark bottle for Christmas, and I finished it. And I was like, I like that shit. I'm going to drink some more. So I decided I want Maker's Mark again. And the only retail outlet I can get for this gift card was Target. And I realized that Target sells Maker's Mark. Not all of them, but the ones that have the liquor license, whatever the fuck you call it. So I'm like, all right, Target it is. And I went and I got myself a bottle of Maker's Mark. Yeah, it was like $24, but my wife paid for the rest. So I still technically did not spend any money on liquor. So my whole point is, fucking incentives from your work, dude. Free, pretty much free booze because you did a good job at work. That's fucking awesome, dude. I got a free bottle of booze because I did a good job. Most jobs, yeah, you do a good job. Yeah, great job. They won't even tell you that. Those jobs won't say shit to you because it's your fucking job. Just do it. Some jobs will say shit to you like, hey, great. Great job you did there. I appreciate you. That's rare. But hey, even rarer, even more rare. Is that, rarer? Is that a word? I don't fucking know. You're given a gift card for your exceptional work. That's fucking beautiful, dude. How can you not fancy that? So, gift card for great job that you did at work that you in turn use for free booze. I fancy that. All right, and now it's time for the darker side of life. Now it's time for the fuck you moment. And here we go.
Fuck you!
All right. God damn it. You hear my voice is all gravelly? That means there's phlegm in my fucking throat. Yeah, that's what it means. It's ugly. Ugly time for me, Dangerlings. I'm sorry. But, you know, I did it for you. My fuck you moment goes to this Verizon commercial they got going on. It's all over the football games. They play it like 20 fucking times. It's got the new technology. Oh, Verizon makes new technology for the better of the world. Go fuck yourself, dude. You're not using this new technology. I've never fucking heard of it. I've never seen it being used except for your fucking commercial. For example, we have technology that gives firefighters the ability to see through anything. Fuck you. Really? Have firefighters had this headset on? Like, it's like a virtual reality type deal where you can see through walls when you're walking into a burning building. That does not exist. Fuck yourselves. I've never seen the news, and the firefighters were able to locate the victims based on their virtual technology. You know, seeing through walls, locating technology. Go fuck yourself, Verizon. You don't do it. What's even worse in my book is that fucking kid that's homesick from school and he can remote control a robot at school to go into his class for him so he can be in class. Keeping kids normal. This doesn't happen. No kid has had a robot, if controlled, to go into their classroom from home so they can hear the lesson plan for the day. Oh, I'm dying. Taking over. Doesn't happen. It hasn't happened. Who are you fucking kidding? You know, if I had that technology, I would purposely stay home from school just so I can control a robot from my house. That'd be awesome. Really? And you're like controlling this robot and driving all over the fucking campus, going to your next classroom. Shut the fuck up. Nobody's spending this much money for a kid who's sick from school, you know, sick at home. It's not happening. Verizon, how dare you? You're not doing any of this shit. Why are you blowing smoke over our asses? Huh? Don't impress us with lies. Yeah, I don't know. I'm dying. Oh, I got some out that time. Oh. So yeah, Verizon, go fuck yourself. You're not helping firefighters see through walls, and you're not helping kids remote control robots from their house to go to school. So, fuck you.
Fuck you!
Stupid. What happened to the normal kids, you know, back when I was fucking going to school? You missed school, you get the homework and you take it home, and you fucking do it. That's it for me. I can't take it no more. I've tried the best I could. Danger heads. That's all I can give you. I apologize. But, hey, at least this time I finally was true to the danger hour. I gave you an hour. Thanks for listening. If you did, I don't fucking know. Who cares? You know what? Today at work was horrible. There's no worse feeling than being at work and you're being sick. You know what? I need the fucking money, so what can I do? I gotta suffer through it. Tomorrow, I've already been told that I'm getting more workload. Oh,
torture.
I hope you enjoyed my misery. And once again, that's DJ Danger. You're the fucking phlegm. Oh, man. All right. Have a good one. Good night, Danger Heads. And I'll see you next time on another episode of the Danger Hour. And as always, stay dangerous, my friends. We'll be right back.